very special call to a calf?
I don't know.
What about calls to mules or horses to make them turn right or left in plowing?
They say, whoa,
all right, go. Turn left and right.
And they pull the rein.
All right, do you ever use G and haul?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. G and haul.
Which one is which?
G means go. Haul means stop.
Calls to horses to get them in from the pasture. All right. To start a horse would be G.
Get up.
Get up. That'd be how to make them go faster.
Then hit them with this, the whip or the line.
All right. To stop a horse, you yell.
Pull on your line and whoa.
All right. When you're feeding a pig, how would you call a pig to get him to come?
So piggy, piggy.
All right. Would you know any calls to sheep?
No.
Calls to chickens when you want to feed them?
Call. Cluck, cluck, cluck.
All right. When you are getting ready to go out in the buggy, you'd say, well, I'm going to take all this gear out here because I want to the horses. I want to
harness.
All right. Now, would that be for a harness to go in a buggy or a wagon?
Now, depending on what you're going to hitch him to, the harness, because if you're going to harness him to plow.
You could harness, that could refer
harness
to plowing
him to.
Mm-hmm. Or what about hitch up? What is this?
That's hitch up the horse.
I know, would that be the same sort of thing as harness?
Harness up now, I'm thinking, when you said hitch, I'm thinking you're going to fasten that horse to somewhere.
I see, as if you'd stop
him. You're stop him going in a place or something, you're going to hitch the horse. I mean, that's the way I think of it.
When you're going to drive a horse in a buggy, the leather things you use are
lines.
Are the lines also when you're plowing?
Yes.
Right. When you ride a horse, you put your feet in the
stirrup.
When you're plowing, the horse on the left is called the.
I haven't heard that.
Have you heard the nigh horse,
no.
The near horse, the lead horse?
Well, I've heard them say lead horse.
The lead horse?
Mm-hmm.
But you weren't really sure.
But I didn't
sure
know what they're talking about.
Okay. If you're trying to direct someone somewhere, you'd say, well, it's not very far over there. It's just a little.
I did terrible trying to direct you this far. Oh,
well, we managed very well. I didn't have any problem at all.
Yeah, well, good.
I just came slowly. Mm-hmm. But you'd say, it's not very far. It's just
that's
a little.
Oh, you go such and such a way, I'd say. It's not too far. It's not hard to find.
Would you ever say a little piece?
Well, I think so.
Just a little piece,
a little
down,
piece
the
down the road.
I've heard that. Would you be like? Would you personally be more likely to say that, or a little way down the road?
Well, you go a certain distance down the road. What I usually say.
Let's see. Then, if you have a longer way, you might say, "Oh, it's really
about 2 miles or something like that." Say how much mileage I think it is down the road.
I see. You wouldn't be likely to use a fur piece or bar
no
piece. Or, all right. That item is not hard to find. You can find that
anywhere.
The trenches cut by a plow are the
fur.
We had so much. This year we really had a bumper
crop.
All right, we wanted to get rid of the shrubs and the trees on the land, so we all worked together and we
cut it.
We cleared
the land. Oh yeah.
Right. Do you know a term for a second cutting of clover or grass?
No.
The aftermath of the rowing. Does that mean?
No.
When you gather up wheat, when it's first been cut, you gather it into
heaps.
All right.
Bundles.
Bundle. All right. What about a shock of wheat? Is this several
shock
bundles?
That's